Welcome back to Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to tap into the transurfing principle called comfort zone. Stay tuned. Transurfing principles. Comfort zone. People are free to choose whatever they want. It's just that not many believe that it's theirs to do so. If you feel unsure of yourself when you are trying on wealth, fame, and giddy success for size, it's clearly still out of your comfort zone. If it's not in your comfort zone, it will never be yours. However, you can expand the zone, create a mental slide of your goal, and hold it permanently in sight. Return to the mental picture you have drawn again and again. Release the details. Add new elements to the picture and learn to see yourself in a different way. You deserve the very best. It's all realistic. There are no constraints. The limits are all in your mind. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis and be welcome to another episode. In this episode, we are going to tap into the transurfing principle called comfort zone. As always, I take this principle from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zealand. This principle is about perception. By now, you know how transurfing works, right? You know about outer intention. You know about inner intention. You know about the unity your mind and your heart need to have in order for you to transurf, you know, your reality. All right, so in this principle, we are going to tap into, you know, comfort zone. You know, what it means is in your mind, you always have to have this idea that you deserve the very best. And you have to make it yours. You have to claim it. You have to declare it, you know, in a very like inner perspective. Like you really have to fill it with your heart. You cannot lie to your heart, right? You can say like, I deserve to have this lifestyle, right? But if you only say it, but you don't declare it with your heart, it's not gonna work. It's making no difference whatsoever. You have to feel it. You have to get this connection between your heart and your mind. You know, this unity between heart and mind. And this is a topic we've covered a lot throughout this podcast, right? So when you stop feeling waves of uneasiness, right? When you are like feeling waves of uneasiness from different thoughts, right? About your dream. You know, about your dreams, about your desires, about what things you can do in life. And you feel this, you know, sense of uneasiness or a wave of uneasiness, you know, how this is how the book calls it. So you will see that you will know that you have to transform this perception. It's all in your mind, right? Again, I said that the heart, you cannot lie to your heart. The heart will come into harmony with the mind and you feel the resolve to have once you can get all these perceptions within your comfort zone. So let me be clear here. So if you're imagining that you want something in your life, first and foremost, you have to know that everything is accessible to you. But the moment you start imagining things in your mind and you're thinking like, there's no way for me to get that, there's no way for me to become that, that moment you're creating this wave of uneasiness, right? And there's like this kind of like friction within, and this friction is created between your heart and your mind. You have to get rid of it. All right, so it's pointless trying to persuade the heart. The heart does not discourse. It simply knows, right? And you get to this point, you know, when you feel comfortable with your desires, when, you know, you feel comfortable with your dreams, once you apply Transurfing concepts on a daily basis. This is a practice. It's going to take time until you change your perception of the world. And the first step to do so is by becoming aware of your surroundings, by becoming aware of everything that's going on in your life. Do not go life on autopilot, you know, doing everything in like a robotic way. Like if you are a robot, you are not. And this is how we've been programmed to, right? We do the same things every single day. We experience the same emotions every single day. We are in a survival mode every single day, right? We are not in a creating mode, right? We're not creating anything. If we're feeling the same feelings every single day, if we're having the same thoughts every single day, how do you expect your life to change, right? And your life cannot change from the outside if it doesn't change from the inside. So the first thing you have to do is you have to get your inside right. How do you do that? By applying Transurfing concepts, by getting your heart and mind connected. All right, we've already covered so many techniques you can practice in your life. All these are mental techniques that you have to take into account, and everything comes down to awareness, right? Once you realize all the things that are going on in your life and you can, you know, have a different perspective of your life, you can open up your eyes and change and transurf to a different reality. You know now the power of other intention. Like if you want to change something in your life in a bigger scale, like you want to change something dramatically, you want to find fulfillment in your life, you need to work with other intention. Other intention is important. If you don't remember what's other intention, go back to the previous episodes and I explain everything in this podcast. So in short, other intention, you know, it's like the if you are a listener of this podcast, you know that I like to do this analogy, right? This example. Like, for example, we got in our life, you know, in our minds, we have different perceptions. We have different intentions. We got inner intention. We got other intention, right? And we also have thoughts, you know, your thinking, right? And I always, as I said, you know, point out this analogy. And it's like, if you have a pen or a pencil in your hand, right? And you wanna hold it up, right? And we go with the first one. Thought by itself means nothing. If you're thinking, I would like to hold up the pen in my hand, and you're thinking and thinking and thinking, but you do not put any intention in, your hand is not gonna move up. Nothing is gonna happen by thought itself. Now, if you apply inner intention, like you actually put in the force, right? You put this inner force and you move your hand up, right? And then you hold up your pen or your pencil, right? And this, by doing this, you're applying energy. You're applying your energy and you're putting up the pencil. By working with other intention, you don't have to put in any kind of force, right? In this concept of transurfing, you're going to move, you're going to transurf, you're going to change, you know, you're going to tune in a different reality where the pencil is already up, right? You have to have how to use other intention. But before you do that, you have to apply transurfing techniques and you have to get comfortable with all these techniques we talk about throughout this podcast. And getting back to today's principle, the comfort zone, right? Like if you wanna get comfortable with something, if you wanna get something into your comfort zone, you have to be repetitive. Affirmations are important. Visualizations, slides are important in transurfing because you are changing from the inside. Got it? So for example, let's say you want, to manifest a family, you know, a happy family or like a partner or like a house, whatever you want to manifest, the first thing you have to realize is that it's possible. If you are in this world, it's because you've come to this world because you are meant to be happy. You have not come to this world to be miserable. So the first thought you have to put into your head is that you deserve the very best. God has put you in this world and you deserve the very best. All right, you deserve the very best. Everything starts changing from the inside. right? So intention, right? You have to intend, affirm, declare what you want. Think about it. When you visualize what you want, visualization is so important when you want to manifest something. Visualization is the first key component when it comes to manifestation. You have to become good at visualizing. And when you are visualizing, you have to visualize also the process. The process of you becoming that you wanna be, or the process of you getting to the point of what you wanna get, or the house, the car, the partner, whatever you want, you have to visualize the process as well. Not just the final, you know, outcome, but also the process is very important in transurfing. All right. So many times, you know, you are not gonna have, you know, the visualization answers for everything, how you're gonna get to this process. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Just visualize, and you will see throughout your journey, you're going to find the answers along your way. You have to trust the process. You have to intend. You have to declare, right? Again, getting back to the comfort zone, you have to make everything you have, or you have to make everything you want in your life, everything you desire, into your comfort zone. All right. So you have to see what works best for you. Again, visualizations, affirmations are two very powerful tools you can use to just get inside of your mind, you know, all these ideas and concepts. You have to get rid of this uneasiness, this sense of uneasiness. Of, you know, when you feel like you don't deserve something. You know what I mean? Is that clear? Try to think about the thing you want so powerfully that it's impossible, that over time it's gonna become part of you, part of your mindset, part of your thoughts, part of your everyday thinking. Because again, you cannot change your life. Like, if you're doing the same things every single day, if you wake up in the morning every single day, if you're hanging out with the same friends every single weekend, and if you have the same schedule, the same routine every single day, nothing is going to change, all right? And it's the first thing you have to change is your mindset, your perception of the world. That's the only job of your mind. You know, to acquire this external information, external data from the universe, from your reality, and process that information, right? Your mind, it's like the filter, and that's what you feel. When you see something, it's up to you, like the perception you take. It's up to you, like the angle you decide to look at it, right? And this goes deep to a very, you know, biological sense of your human body. Like, when you feel great, when you express love, happiness, or powerful emotions, you know, at a chemical level, your brain is going to release, you know, chemicals that's gonna make you feel great, that's going to elevate your energy. That's the point. On the other hand, if you're feeling, you know, low energy emotions like fear, anger, like you just let yourself get carried away by any, you know, event on your external world, like, likewise, your brain is going to release, you know, fear chemicals, right? And yeah, this is scientifically proven. You can look it up. I don't remember the name of the chemicals exactly, you know, of any emotion, of every emotion, but this is the point. Like, you have to your mind has to work as a filter. You know, when you process information from your external world, your mind has to have the best perception. All right, that's one idea of transurfing as well. And again, getting back to this principle, it's all about your daily routine, like what you do on a daily basis, how you change your mindset, how you change your thinking, how you visualize, how you make something that apparently is out of your reach, how you make something manifest in your mind first. Right? Because if you can visualize something, you can have it. If you become good at visualization, you're going to be able to manifest everything, right? But again, it it's not as easy as you may think. You do have to put in the work. You do have to change your perception and work every single day with your mindset. So again, to sum up this concept, this principle, this idea of the comfort zone, is just have to have, you just have to, you know, visualize, you just have to get rid of this feeling of uneasiness that you may get when you are thinking about something that you want, right? Everything comes down to that. If you can imagine yourself having whatever you want to become, that's the first step, all right? So again, you have to be familiar with different trend surfing terms, you know, we go through in this podcast. So if you haven't already, just go back and listen to the different episodes. It's going to change your life. I've been applying trend surfing principles for over 4 years now. So it's amazing. So again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a great rest of the day. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure to do so. And again, if you got any question, any idea, any experience you want to share, we are all here to learn from our experiences. So nothing. Thank you so much for listening again, and I hope you have a great rest of the day. Take care and bye-bye.